It's 7:09. Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. Bill Arnold here in studio. I love talking to Lisa Marone. She's got so much good information. Get healthy, for heaven's sake. Well, I tell you, skin cancer is just something I think everybody worries about, especially as you get a little bit older. And Lisa's here this morning to talk to us about it, keep us informed. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be with you.
Yeah, no kidding. Lisa, first of all, I'm very fair-skinned myself, and, you know, I grew up in the era where there was no sunscreen. We didn't put on sunscreen. We put on mop and glow.
Yes, I put on baby oil and then sat with a reflective screen in front of me.
Yeah, did you make up your little tinfoil shields and you laid in that, huh? And we can't figure out why we're having trouble today, huh?
Absolutely. You know, skin cancer, we think about, oh, this must be a summer topic because it has to do with the sunshine. But, you know, all of our lives, whether we've been in wintry climates or summer climates, we have been receiving the sun's rays, and they can be just as damaging in the winter as in the summer. And our skin could look wonderful during the summer, and then in the winter something can begin to crop up. So this is a subject that really we need to keep an eye on all year round.
Especially with the sun reflecting from the snow, and you see people that come back from skiing, and they're just as sunburnt as they can be, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, and our faces is someplace where we actually see a lot of skin cancer cropping up just because of that. Top of the ears, tip of the nose, cheeks, eyes, those areas where we do get a lot of that 24/7, 365 days a year exposure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the skin cancer alphabet. I know that sounds like a ton of fun, so let's get started.
It's like we could sing a song to it. You know,
you go ahead. It's too early for me.
The ABCDE kind of alphabet is really talking about the worst kind of skin cancer, which is melanoma. So, Bill, right before we get into that, let me just mention two other skin cancers that are not as deadly as melanoma, but they're still very serious and they need to be removed from the skin, that are not going to follow this alphabet. The first is something called basal cell carcinoma, and this is something that might look on our skin like a flesh-colored, pearl-like bump, as if someone maybe dropped a drop of hot glue, skin-colored hot glue on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can have a pinkish hue to it, but it's very delineated and looks like a pearl, very rounded like that. That's basal cell carcinoma. So if you've got something like that on your skin, you're going to want a dermatologist to take a look at that. The second type of skin cancer is called squamous cell carcinoma, and that can begin as a red bump. It might begin as a scaly patch of skin where your skin is flaking, and then maybe you go to pick it off, and it bleeds a little bit, and it heals, and it bleeds, and it heals. That's another type of skin cancer, can be another type of skin cancer, that you want to have a dermatologist take a look at. So before we get on into those ABCs of that serious melanoma, I want you to know that there are other kinds of skin cancers that can be lurking around that you want to take, you know, have someone take a look at.
See, you've already got me worried enough, and we haven't even gotten to the alphabet yet.
Hey, and you know, the earliest that you get detected, the better. So this is not, you know, fearful Monday. This is, we have bodies that God has given us. Sometimes we've abused them, like you and I, with, you know, baby oil and,
right,
and reflective screens.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you've just been an outdoor laborer or an avid skier or something like that, and something has happened to your skin. And so we just want to make, I'm just really pushing people to have an annual skin check. You know, go to the dermatologist. You know, get comfortable. You're going to have to take off most of your clothes, but they need to do a skin check on you because there are these things. The earlier you find them, the better off you are, and you can serve God long and strong and not succumb to any issues with this.
Okay, let's jump right into this party called the ABCs. Let's start with A.
Yeah. So A is asymmetry. So with melanomas, one of the things that is a real key sign is if you look at a mark developing on your skin, if you were to be able to fold that in half, would the one side of it look symmetrical to the other side, like a circle would? Or does it have an asymmetrical kind of ink blot shape to it where it's not side-to-side balanced? That's asymmetry. That's the A.
Okay, so is that, do you even recommend you trying that, or if you see something that looks asymmetrical, do you want to call the dermatologist as quickly as you can?
Yeah, you know, you see something on your skin that just does not look round, because a lot of people have rounded dark spots on their skin. We call them birthmarks. They could be sunspots, but anything that's starting to look like, just like a blob. You dropped an ice cream cone on the floor and it started to melt. It's just asymmetrical
boards. Gotcha. Okay, so there's A. Now let's go to B.
B is when the border, the outside edge, is not smooth and round. So it's kind of similar to the asymmetrical thing in that it's not equal left to right or up top to bottom, but the border, is it a very delineated border or is it kind of just jagged and frayed, if you would, around the border?
What is C?
Bill, C is for color. A melanoma skin cancer will have a differing color throughout it. So very much like a tabby cat is like a little bit brown, a little bit black, a little bit chocolate. This melanoma will look that way. So if you have a spot on your skin that is not consistent in coloration, it has really dark areas, it has lighter areas, and it kind of patchwork in there, that's something that should create a little bit more heightened concern.
Mm-hmm. So asymmetry, borders, color. Now we move on to D, which is diameter.
Yeah, D is diameter.
This
How large is this thing on your skin? If it is small, if it is smaller than the size of a pencil eraser, there's not too much concern about it. If it goes beyond that, so it's gaining in size, it's beyond the size of the diameter of a pencil eraser, that's something that a dermatologist would be more concerned. So you're looking at this splotch on your skin. Is it asymmetrical side to side? Are the borders jagged? Is the color patchy? And is the diameter larger than the head of the eraser on a pencil?
Okay. Let's move on to E. This is a big one.
Yeah. E is a big word. It's evolving. Is it changing over time? Did you used to have this small speck and all of a sudden it's getting a little bit larger on you? Or did it used to have smooth borders and now it looks like it's leaking beyond those smooth borders? Did it used to be the same color and now it's changing colors within its borders? That evolving nature says that something's on the move, something is growing, and that's really important to go get your skin checked. Listen, it's the middle of the winter time. We're usually really covered up. And I get to see these things because as a physical therapist, my patients are getting undressed oftentimes and I'm working on their skin. So, you know, every month of the year, I'm sending my patients to dermatologists for a look-see. And you know what? Like 9.5 out of 10 times, it's nothing. But it's more important that someone with the knowledge of a dermatologist can look at your skin discoloration and say, yes, this is nothing. No, we might want to take a little sample of that. Or like a number of my friends in the past couple of months, they've actually had to have little areas removed with different surgical procedures because one of my friends had an evolving melanoma, one of my friends had a basal cell carcinoma, and another was squamous cell. So it's in my world. I don't know if it's in your world, but it's really important. Take the time this winter. Go visit the dermatologist. Have your annual skin check and make it an annual thing.
Okay. Now, Lisa, we know some of the dangers of sun, but come on, there's some great benefits of sun. Not only do you feel great when you're in the sun, but what about this vitamin D we're getting?
Vitamin D is a really hot topic because what has happened, because we are afraid of skin cancers, we have slathered ourselves when we go out in the sun with very high-intensity skin blocks, sunblocks, and what we've done is actually block the rays that help our body to make vitamin D. And so our only source of vitamin D then would be what we ingest, like milk, typically milk products, and believe it or not, mushrooms have vitamin D in them. So we want to make sure that we're taking a supplemental vitamin D nutritional supplement. So that's one way to counteract that. But another thing that research is showing is that when you do go out in the sunshine, 20 minutes of exposure on your arms and legs is actually healthy for you so that you can make your own vitamin D, and then you can lather up with your sunblock and spend the rest of the day out of doors.
Now, Lisa, is it a fairly wise practice when you get up in the morning and you finish washing your face or shaving that you maybe put on some moisturizer that already has some sunblock in it? Because I wear sunblock 2 million. And maybe that's too high.
Because you're real fair.
Yes, yeah, maybe that counts too high.
Yeah, but it's really important. Yeah, all skin, but especially fair skin, and if you have blue eyes to match,
I don't.
Or light green like I do, then you really want to be careful. Men and women moisturizing with something that has SPF 20, 30 in it is typical in products. Women, my makeup, my foundation makeup has sunblock in it. And then there's one area that we forget to block. It's actually our eyes, the colored portion of our eyes. There is a blinding disease called macular degeneration, and much of it has to do with sun exposure. And so if you're a contact lens wearer like I am, my contact lens has UV protection in it, and so that's going to block it. But you always want to wear polarized sunglasses. Polarized sunglasses are going to cut 50% of the sun's rays out of being reflected to your eye. And so that's a really, that's kind of the sunblock that you're going to wear on your eyeballs, if you would.
Yeah, and not to mention you look cool wearing sunglasses. I have some on right now, and it's dark in the studio, but I know I look cool. All right, I had a little thing on my forehead, and I got a little nervous, went to see my dermatologist, who's a friend, and then he said I had actinic keratosis. Am I saying that right?
Yes, that is a very early stage. It's kind of a precancerous thing, and it's basically usually just a dry, scaly patch. You know, why is this little area flaking? Why
exactly.
do I have this?
That's exactly
and
what I said to him.
What they'll usually do is they'll burn that off.
Oh, with hot liquid magma. That's what he used.
No,
hot
not
liquid
that.
Magma.
You don't even feel it. It's just a, you know, like a freeze burn.
Oh,
and
I felt it.
Burn that off, and that takes it away.
Yeah, you are not speaking the truth right now, Lisa. Shame on you. I did feel it.
I guess it depends on your doctor. I've had that done, and it's been just a little touch of cold burn, and it's gone.
Okay, but the bottom line is this is not anything to mess around with, and it's one of the more preventable things. And I know my sisters have all had stuff zapped off their faces, and I have, and, you know, we're just that generation of kids that grew up, and sunscreen was not part of the program at all. And even if you had major monster burns as a kid, you're probably in trouble, aren't you?
Well, what they have found with research is the number of burns that you've had, especially blistering burns.
Ooh, I had some of those.
In early childhood is going to increase your chances of having skin cancer as you get older. There are, like I said, there's a sliding scale of what you'd rather have. You'd rather start with what you have, a precancerous thing that can just be annihilated. Basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, they're going to just remove that area. But melanomas, why this ABC is so important, melanomas are aggressive. They show up as a small little spot, and they can start invading the body very quickly.
Wow.
And that's the most deadly form of skin cancer. And listen, the Lord has us here. He has work for us to do. We want to make sure that we are on top of our health as far as it depends upon us to live healthy and well for heaven's sake.
Yeah, well, the skin is the biggest organ on our body, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's such a good thing. It's so good to us most of the time.
It is, isn't it? Lisa Marone, thank you so much for being on the show.